Oh my God, did you get that dinky dick at a joke shop? What was it lying there in between the trick gum and the little exploding firecrackers, and you saw that tiny little thing and thought, ooh, I have to have it? I mean, seriously, you can't call that thing a cock. That little freak, I would call that more like a gherkin, perhaps a shrimp. I mean, I know grown men with cocks that are 12 inches long, 6 inches in girth, the Coke cans, that those are cocks. What you have right there, that's a little girly giggle stick. I truly have lipstick bigger than that. I mean, you could fit that thing in your pocket, but I see that what you're doing is pushing it inside and making it more like a inverted vagina, aren't you? Oh my God, what it must be like to go through life with a midget dick like that. You must have dreaded shower time in school and forget about it now, like joining a club. What do you do, skulk around with a towel and pray nobody looks at you? Do you cover it with a small bar of soap and pray nobody glances down? Your little inchworm must just be humiliating for you. I mean, I bet girls have seen you pull that out and thought you had a tinker toy in your pants. Lord, you know, I've heard of tiny little dicks, but this is ridiculous. That's that little thing right there, that's a nubbin. That's what that is. Oh, it's so cute, but cute doesn't get you laid, does it? I mean, the best you're going to get with that is like some sort of sympathy blowjob, and my God, you better hope that the woman's got the world's smallest mouth, or she might not be able to even get true grip on it with her lips. It's too small. It's like trying to give a blowjob to a pinky finger. I'm sorry, sweetie, but with that little thing, there's only one activity in your future, and that is that you're going to be wanking forever. This is Miss Violet. Bring you and your tiny little dick to me at personalpleasurecalls.com or call me at 800-601-7259.